This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Gay marriage could become legal in New York State. Attorney General Elliot Spitzer is talking this hour, trying to clarify that state's laws on this issue. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is with us now. Maddie, you've been following the story and what's going on there. What is going on?
Well, it's all very confusing, Alex. Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, he's a supporter of gay marriage and has been criticized for dragging his feet on this. He's expected to issue an advisory opinion clarifying various state laws and whether the state constitution, which does have an equal protection clause, allows gay marriage.
So why is this happening now in New York as it's going on elsewhere?
Right. Well, last week, the mayor of New Paltz, New York, Jason West, began marrying same-sex couples. He performed 25 of those marriages. And tonight, he's scheduled to be in town court to face charges that he married them illegally because they didn't have marriage licenses. Now, Governor George Pataki has weighed in saying, quote, "It's clear to me he's breaking the law." But Mayor West says he did nothing illegal because the state law does not explicitly forbid gay marriage.
I read the Constitution. I read the domestic relations law. And I would point out to read Article 3, Section 25, which states that as long as a marriage is properly solemnized, you don't need a marriage license in New York State. I suggest the governor read our Constitution and read the laws of the state. It's clear to me, it's right there in black and white. Equal protection and our laws are gender neutral. It can't be any more clear than that.
Now, West faces 19 misdemeanor charges for marrying gay couples when he appears in court tonight. But he says he won't stop planning more weddings this weekend. He says there are more than 1,000 couples from all over the Northeast on the waiting list. And, as you can imagine, much more than his small village can handle.
Well, he may be getting some help because aren't there some reports on the wires that the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, says he's going to start performing these marriages?
No, not Michael Bloomberg, per se. He has not weighed in on this so far, but a mayor of a smaller town, Nyack, New York, about 30 miles north of New York, to get that mistaken there. The mayor said that today he'll start marrying gay couples. And interestingly, the mayor there, John Shields, he's gay himself. He says he'll go to the municipal clerk's office on Friday and ask for a license to marry his gay partner.
Well, what about Michael Bloomberg? New York City, number one. What's going
on here? Exactly. Being overshadowed by Nyack. Well, he has been asked to weigh in on this by the Speaker of the City Council, who's called on Bloomberg to start issuing same-sex marriages, and he's refused to do so far. But, Alex, this issue appears to be picking up more steam on the West Coast as well. Today, in Portland, Oregon, same-sex couples are lining up to get married after a county commissioner there said she would begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And in Congress, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist today urged his colleagues to act by enacting a constitutional amendment because he says gay marriage is spreading like wildfire.
Madeline, thank you for following this confusing story. This is going to develop through the day today.